USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On a day that thousands of Brooklyn, New York residents paid their respects to George Floyd, Floyd's brother Terrence is expressing his thanks for the outpouring of support and calling for peaceful protests.
I'm proud of the protests, but I'm not proud of the destruction. I'm going to say that again. I'm proud of the protests, but I'm not proud of the destruction.
During a Justice Department news conference, Attorney General Bill Barr defended his authority to clear a path for President Trump to walk to a nearby church.
The president is the head of the executive branch and the chief executive of the nation and should be able to walk outside the White House and walk across the street to the Church of Presidents.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says America needs to heal, and he's calling on Congress to get back into session. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The mother of Michael White says Iran is releasing her son from custody. Joanna White broke the news on social media and thanked the State Department for helping her son. The U.S. Navy veteran had been held by Iran for 683 days since his arrest in 2018. Hogan Gidley, principal deputy White House press secretary, tells Fox News,
"This is a great day for America. It's a great day for Michael White. It's a great day for this president. He's worked tirelessly to bring people home, and I've been in the Oval Office many times when those reuniting situations have occurred. It is a somber, sobering, wonderful moment."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state can host the GOP National Convention. DeSantis saying that he thinks Florida could hold the event in a safe way amid the coronavirus pandemic. This comes after President Trump says he's moving the convention from North Carolina to another state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Prince Charles is empathizing with those who have lost loved ones from COVID-19 after getting sick from the virus himself.
I can so understand what other people have gone through, and I feel particularly for those, for instance, who've lost their loved ones, but were unable to be with them at the time. That's, to me, the most ghastly thing.
Charles says he's lucky his sickness was a lighter case than what some people have experienced. He also says he is more determined now than ever to address the issues and solve problems surrounding the virus. Police in Texas are praising a man who notified them of what he found in an auctioned-off car. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Webb County Sheriff's Department says the Laredo man purchased a car from an auction and discovered a secret compartment in the vehicle a short time later. The man called police saying he found 17 bundles of cocaine inside that compartment. Then responding officers with the use of police dogs found 17 more bundles in another hidden space in the vehicle. Investigators say the drugs were collectively worth over $850,000, weighing at least 75 pounds in total. There was at last check no information on who the previous owner of the vehicle was.
For more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.